Thank you for calling XPO. This is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
This is Peter Ramide. I purchased Samsung equipment to you guys, and you guys came to install in my place today. And the guys you sent to my house, I'm going to start with you guys. Honestly, I may have to sue you guys. What you guys did today is the worst thing I've ever had in my life. People came in my house. You guys are aware of what they call guidelines. I don't even want to go about the guidelines about what's happening in the world today. Everybody knows that. Those guys came to my house. They didn't come with no mask. They didn't even wear no gloves, nothing. And if you look at my room, I took a picture of what they did in my living room. Their shoes were so dirty that they messed all my rug up. And also from there, I noticed my wife was telling me the equipment they brought, they had scratched my wall. They used it to scratch my wall. And different from that, the equipment is already scratched now.
Okay, sir, and
that's
the phone number.
The next thing that would happen, the next, ma'am, I just want to finish. Please let me finish so you can know. The next that the guy, the two, I'm serious. This is real. You guys got to be very, very smart to let them know what's going on in the field right now. Those guys don't have tools to just remove a dryer. Do you know that now the whole thing has busted and is leaking in my whole house?
Okay, sir, I'd like to get this reported for you, but I first do have to pull up the work order to attach this escalation to. Is the phone number that you're calling me from the one that's on the order?
Yes.
Okay, bear with me just a moment. I do apologize. I'm going to have you repeat some of those details so I can get them noted. And then can you please verify the name, delivery address, and the email on this order?
2203 Newbury Oaks, Lawrenceville, Georgia. 30044.
Okay, bear with me just a moment.
I just don't know why somebody would want to install. If I'm going to somebody's house to install something, I would wear gloves. I would do all those things. I would not crack their walls. I would not be in a hurry. I would do my job because I'm happy to do my job.
Yes,
sir. You're sad. Why did you take the job?
I don't know, sir. I feel blessed to be working myself. Now, from what I could tell, from what you've told me, I'm putting forward an issue so that management follows up with you. So there was an issue with the contract carriers not wearing protective gear. There was an issue where they damaged your property.
Let me tell you what they did. My wife, let me ask my wife to just tell, you know, you can hear. Didi, please, can you, I want to ask you to hear from another voice what they did to the wall, to the equipment, to the...
Hey.
Yes, ma'am. So before we get started with the details, I've got to just going by the story that I've heard. So the product that we delivered was damaged. Your property was damaged, and then the carriers weren't wearing protective gear.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. Is that the basic gist of everything that I need to select here before I start typing in the details?
Okay. So I'm just going to recap real quick. So what happened was, they called, and when they came, they were not wearing protective gear. And, I mean, we know what's going on right now. And
right.
We asked them why they were not. And they were like that it's normal, that it wasn't necessary. And she said that they should just deliver outside, which is what a lot of companies are doing right now, just deliver outside, and we can take it from there. But they insisted that based off of what they were asked to do, they needed to come in to install it, or they had to take it back and all that. So anyway, they did come in, and while they were going upstairs.
Okay, ma'am. I'm sorry. Let me have you pause here. I'm just going to talk myself. Okay, so... Asked why they weren't wearing protective gear. They were told that it wasn't necessary. And then the customer requested that they just leave the product outside. And the carrier refused, saying he had to complete the work order he was assigned. Okay. Oh, give me just a moment. Because there's like a character limit here. Give me just a second.
I'm
going to hold. Give me just a moment. I'm working with the new system here. and I just want to
no problem.
Do this correctly. So what I'm going to
That's
do is
fine.
Add the issue with the basic gist, and I'll put an email through to management with the actual details here.
She's working with her system, a new system. She needs to put everything in writing.
Just a moment. And then as far as the damage to your home, somebody will reach out to you about that to start a damage claim. As far as the damage to the product.
We have all the photos.
Yes, ma'am.
If you need us to email it, we have it. The photos to email to you guys. The painting, the wall is cracked, and they've got like a gouge on the wall. You know, mm-hmm. just not a scratch. You know, it's a like a deep gouge on the wall there.
Okay.
In like three different areas. So we have those pictures that we can send to you.
That's what happened exactly. When the guy left, the guy didn't use the right tool to start turning.
So after that, that's what the damage is. And then the damage with the washing machine system,
he couldn't carry it.
And then he was using a wrong tool, apparently, to try to open it. And then he opened it, and then the pipe just would not close back. So our house literally started flooding. And then we had to run to go cut off the water system, you know, downstairs. We went to do that. And then my husband had to go to Home Depot, buy certain. At that point, they had gone. The guy literally just left. It was like, and then they called back and said they forgot a back brace or something like that. And then he told them that this is what's going on. You guys have left us hanging. The water system is, and then it was like, we should just call customer service that they don't know what to do about it. So we just dropped the back brace for them to pick it up outside. And then now we're trying to fix, we've cut off the old water in the house. We have kids in the house. They haven't had their bath all day, you know. We don't have, because if we turn on the water, our house literally is going to flood. And then,
so did they break the valve?
Yeah, they broke it.
Like
so
the valve where it plugs into, like the hose plugs into the wall and into the washer.
Yes,
they broke the part,
yes,
where it
exactly.
plugs up into the wall.
Yes, that thing they call it an arrest or something like that.
Okay.
So we try to fix it, and I mean, he's not a plumber, but he really tried, and you know, to stop it. And anyways, eventually we now have to contact like a professional plumber. We contacted a professional plumber, and they said they're like an hour away from us right now, so they're coming so that we can get this taken care of, because I mean, we need to still live our lives regardless. But this is absolutely unacceptable.
I understand, and I'm getting this all escalated to our corporate customer care team. I'm just trying to get all the details here. I have to do each one as kind of its own separate issue. So bear with me just a moment.
Okay.
Also, vise, gouges.
Peter.
In three different places.
You want to get the phone?
Yeah.
I'm explaining.
Yeah. Let me tell her that the guys, when they got into the house, the other guy, there were two guys. The other guy couldn't carry the whatever. He got to a point that the guy couldn't, he said he couldn't do it. Like, it was just like somebody picked up some guys by the roadside.
So they were not professional.
They were no real professionals. It was obvious. I know professionals. I've worked with people that will come to my house and install things. Those guys were no real professionals.
And then how would you cause the damage and then just leave?
No, for somebody to be even for you not to go to people's houses without PPE at this time of the year, you will know what if the person they are going to their house has the coronavirus. So they will spread it from another customer to another customer to another customer to another. No. People don't do business.
That's not right.
Okay, so as far as the damage to the actual product, can you describe that for me?
Can you say that again?
Your husband had mentioned that they damaged the actual product that they delivered.
Yes, there's a scratch on the washing machine, on the door. Door of the washing machine, there's a scratch there. I have a picture of that.
I understand.
Look, 3 photos of that as well.
Basically, I'm having to put these in as a contract carrier conduct issue, damaged property issue, and a product damage issue, damaged by the carrier.
Correct.
On the door to the washing machine. And then I'm compiling all this, and I'm getting an email sent over to our corporate customer care team so they can follow up with you on this. The property damage will prompt a damage claim to be created.
Okay.
And then somebody will reach out to you in regards to that damage claim. And that's when you'll get the email that you need to send those pictures to. Give me just another moment.
So do you have our email?
The email that we have on file here is garamide@gmail.com. Now, I can't email outside of my call center and outside of XPO, but I can ask them, you know, if, I mean, that's something that they'll have on their end, but they usually reach out by phone in regards to these issues.
Okay, that's fine.
Give me just another moment here. That's last. Customer care management. And then that came out of the Atlanta hub.
Let me just tell what I saw. Let me tell her what I saw. Mm-hmm. That would really help them. Because those people will go to other people's house and destroy things again. Ma'am, are you there?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, this other thing I saw. There's a tool. The guy held the tool. He doesn't know how to, how do I say it in English? Okay, you know, when you tighten a tool, you want to open, you tighten a screw, then you want to open the screw. The screw, you tighten it, then you want to loose it open back again. That's exactly what the guy do not know how to do. Even somebody who doesn't have the technical experience or knowledge would know how to.
Like he didn't know righty tighty, lefty loosey.
Yeah, we're tightening or whatever. So that's what caused the problem. At first, it was battling with it because it was tightening the stuff instead of him to loosen it. So he had tightened it over tightened it. Now, you know, people are like, oh, it has to do to go to the other side, left side to open. You know, he was doing it to the right side for a long time. He was doing it. I was like, looking at it, like, I wanted to, like, come in and say, excuse me, but, you know, I'm expecting a professional. I'm not supposed to jump into work when I paid for service. You get what I mean? Then I saw him struggling with it. Then I asked him, like, you have to do it to the right side. Oh, he said, oh. Then he started turning to the right side. But when he left, the thing didn't remove, and next thing he told me was like, I'm not going to stay here. He had already spilled something. He had seen it leaking. I didn't even know that the stuff was leaking. He said, that means we're going to have to get a plumber to come and remove the thing. The moment they left, I just went back to check it. There was water everywhere. Then I ran to Home Depot. My wife ran water everywhere on the floor, flooded. Then I ran downstairs. I've never shut down my water before. So we were looking, battling in the outside. How do we shut down the water? So I was just switching everything off downstairs. Then I came back upstairs and the water went down. And the moment it went down, they called me back. And when they called me, they said they forgot their brace. Then I was telling them what they did in my house. They said, their boss is going to get in touch with me. Then I waited, things. Nobody got in touch with me. Then I had to call you guys.
He didn't text me the boss number.
He didn't text me. They just messed everything up here. If you look at this, this thumbnail I just bought today is already scratched. The whole front is already scratched.
Yes, sir. I've got all that notated here. Now I'm compiling. I put them all as separate issues on your order. Now I'm getting an email together to our corporate customer care team as well as that hub's general manager so that they're aware of the situation so that they can reach out to you to discuss getting that resolved. The damage claim issue will prompt basically somebody who does damage claims to work with you on that, and that's where you guys will send all these pictures to. Bear with me just a moment. I'm just getting all of this information together.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Let me tell you something. If you see somebody going into somebody's house without protection, those are the spreaders. They are the spreaders. Those are the kind of people that you don't even let them on the property. Is that person educated like that? No, education is not how you sound. Education is what you know what is right to do, how you can protect your respiratory system from getting coronavirus. And you know, I told him, and he was like looking at me like, this is how I'm going to do my job. Then I'm like, I kept going like, maybe this guy is first-class professional, somebody who will just get there and knock it out. One time he's not going to spend time. So I'm like, maybe that's why he's just like, because I wouldn't even let him in on normal day. I don't know why I allowed that. you know, I thought Samsung and all those names, that's why. I didn't know they are contracting to people who are not professionals.
The customer asks then that they leave the product outside. The carrier refused advising.
Did
the customer.
You know, I've never bought anything electronics in my life that had this kind of scratch. This is the biggest. I'm pretty sure if she sees this scratch, she'll be like, this is not, these guys, those guys need to be, leave the shop. Yeah, they have to take it away. Yeah.
Excuse me.
No, for real, for real.
Excuse me.
If you're bringing another one, they will mess another thing up. The best thing is I'm just going to buy you. I can't buy you that. I'm telling you, they're going to mess one up. Again, because those guys didn't have the energy at all to move things around. I'm telling you, Didi, you know what I did? I had to help them.
I know, you told me.
You know, I'm like, what? You guys are two guys, then you're carrying just a washer. Then you guys are acting like you don't even have energy to move just a washer. And you know, the protective things that they're supposed to wear, they didn't want to even wear it. So the guy, they forgot their protective gear.
Excuse me. Okay, so I've got this sent over. I've got it marked high importance. Somebody should be reaching back out to you on this as soon as possible. I've also placed the issues on the orders, three separate issues, the conduct of the carrier, the damage to your property, and then the damage to the item, and the water leak is included in the damage to the property there. So somebody will be reaching out to you from that corporate home office to discuss this further and then to process your damage claims. They'll give you an email to send the photos to, and you will be followed up on this. And then I've got the entirety of the email here and the notes on this particular delivery ticket.
Okay.
So be on the lookout for, this is a Atlanta order, so it'll be an Atlanta area number, giving you a call in regards to this. But the reason I've added that corporate customer care team is because they will ensure that this is followed up on quickly.
Okay. So I just want to know, one more thing, I just want to know, If this equipment has been scratched, I'll wait for them to call me. I'm not.
Yes, sir. The people that are reaching out to you will have a much better idea of that process. If it involves an exchange, you know what I mean. They would be able to let you know how to go about that. It's usually involving contacting the retailer themselves, but I would definitely suggest having them reach out to you because they'll be able to explain to you how they're going to handle this process. We get them the information, and then they reach back out to you to get it all handled and taken care of.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. I do apologize for the experience you had today. Is there anything else I can assist you with at this time?
I'm just not happy. They ruined my wedding anniversary. Today is my wedding anniversary. I'm supposed to be happy just to be focused with my family, and honestly, I'm not happy because my children, they haven't even taken their bath, and it's not just nice. Anyway, thank you. Thank you. You did well. You've done a very good job. Thank you.
I do apologize, sir. Somebody will reach out to you in regards to this. I do thank you for speaking with me here at XPL.
Have a good day.
You too, sir. Bye.
Bye.